Hello everyone and welcome back to the Outside Eyes Cricket Podcast. I'm your host Rudra, and today we're joined by our old friend Kane once again. Kane, how are you doing? What's been happening?
I'm good, Rudra. Thank you for having me here. I'm just busy with final year work at the moment. So I needed this.
Graduating this year, right?
Yeah, in 3-4 months' time.
Great, great, great. Okay, so today, as you know, we're going to be talking about Australia and their journey. Right from 2018, 2019, that scandal that happened in South Africa, how Australia have recovered from that and winning 3 ICC trophies in the past 2 years. So my initial memory of this Australian team was 2015 when they won the World Cup. There was Steve Smith, there was Michael Clarke, there was this young Mitchell Starc who was in the team, and all these guys who won the World Cup that year. And then the scandal that happened in South Africa, the team just came tearing down after that. I mean, if you've seen the test, like the series on Amazon, they've shown the entire journey of that team. And the way they've recovered after that, I mean, 2021 T20 World Cup, 2023 WTC and ODI World Cup. So what do you think?
I feel that Australia have always been, you know, the champion team, the mentality and everything. They don't have the media hype as much as we Indians do. Because, like, if you compare the Australian stars to our Indian stars and the way they're treated in their respective countries, the cricketers, there's no media hype as such. They can breathe freely. They can play freely. There's so much pressure because cricket is obviously a religion. In India, you're basically, like, if you look at a batter like Kohli, he's basically carrying the hopes of a billion people on his shoulders every time he's walking out to bat for the country in every tournament. So I feel that has played somewhat of a role in building up Australian cricket, because if you see, like, even in the World Cup match against Afghanistan, they were like 90 odd for 7.
95 for 7, yeah.
Yeah. And then Maxwell just comes in and plays that knock out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's just the mentality. They know how to thrive under pressure, which I feel is what our batters haven't been able to do for quite some time. And it is also showing in all the important tournaments, because this is always the case with India. They dominate the group stages throughout this decade, throughout this century, since the 2000s. If you see the record, we have been dominating the group stages, and it's the knockouts where we always lose the plot.
Yeah, and it's not just the group stages, even the bilateral tournaments that we're playing. I mean, we're winning the tests
exactly.
In Australia, we're winning all bilateral series in England, and then we come to the semis, we come to the finals, and we lose. Like, even the finals that happened in Ahmedabad, I mean, I never thought that India were in the game. Like, start from the start, I know Rohit Sharma got us a few runs at the start, but after he got out, Kohli got out, like, there was, like, no intention of winning from any of our players.
I agree. Honestly, when we went 97 balls without a boundary, that's where I felt we lost the game.
Exactly.
KL did play well. He was the top scorer for us, but he went into a shell. Like, 66 runs in 107 balls in a World Cup final really doesn't, you know, do any justice to the team's score. And, like, Virat, at least when Virat was there, he was constantly rotating. He played with a healthy strike rate. Like, if you see Virat's score, like, when he reached 50 runs, he had faced like 54, 55 balls. Whereas KL Rahul, when he faced 50, 55 balls, he was still stuck on the 20s. He hadn't even crossed 30. So the way KL Rahul played, I felt his wicket was obviously necessary. He needed to hold one end together. But again, the rate at which he played, he should have gone a bit faster, because we did have batting to come in Surya Kumar Yadav and Ravi Jadeja as well. Even though I don't trust Surya Kumar, he could have, you never know.
And also, just Australia, the way they've managed their team over the past 6 or 7 years, you see them having, like, nearly the same team across all formats. It's just, when you come from tests to white ball cricket, there's no Nathan Lyon, there's no Cameron Green. But then they have Adam Zampa, they have a couple of all-rounders like Maxwell, they have Marsh, they have players who'll come in for them. And it's just that winning mentality that's always been with them. And that's what's interesting, because when it comes to India, there's been talks about split captaincy across formats. There's been talks about changes in the 11 as we go from one format to another. But then you look at Australia, who've won so much, and they aren't really making a lot of changes in their teams, despite there being so many young talented players coming in from the BBL. So that's just interesting to see how Australia are managing their team there.
I feel what you're saying is right. And if even if you look at the domestic pool, India's domestic pool is much greater. You have talents coming in through Ranji, Syed Mushtaq Ali, Vijay Hazare and all. But however, what I feel where Australia succeeds is mainly in their backing. If you look at the list of players that India have played since COVID, you'll see that not many of them have been backed consistently. Like if you look at Prithvi Shaw, he was our highest run scorer when we toured New Zealand and lost 2-0. But then after one bad match in Adelaide, when the whole team got all out for 36, he was just sidelined. Even Mayank Agarwal, he was a beast at home. His average is close to 90 in the 90s at home. It's just that he's struggling a bit overseas, but then again, when you get the sort of backing that the Australian board provides, you can play cricket freely. And that's what, again, which brings me back to the mentality that, if you're not a star player but a player in the team, you'll constantly be playing under pressure that, oh, if I don't do well, I'll, get dropped in the next match, I'll get replaced in the next match, because that's what's constantly happening. Even if you look at players like Shivam Dubey. He last played in 2019 before the Afghanistan series. So, because he's done well for himself in the IPL, but again, he's not even, I doubt he's going to be in contention for the 15-man squad that's going to USA and West Indies this year. So it comes down to backing, which is what Australia has been consistent with. So that's why you're seeing this similar set of players across three different formats constantly winning the games for Australia.
Even yesterday, I don't know if you followed the game that happened between
I
New Zealand.
did, I did.
New Zealand and Australia, they have Travis Head opening with David Warner. They have Maxwell in the team. They've backed Tim David in the team despite him having bad games for them in the
That.
past. And then they have their bowling lineup, obviously Stark, Cummins, Hazelwood, and Zampa. And they won the game. I mean, New Zealand scored 215. They chased that down. I know it was a last ball finish, but that's what you're seeing with Australia. Like, their focus, I know, is going to be on the T20 side right now. They're going to send players to the IPL, and they will make sure that they have that 11, those 15 players by the end of April, by the first month of the IPL. They would have shortlisted those players that are going to play for them. And I know it's going to be the same case for India, where we'll have 11 or 12 players in the 11, and then we'll be confused between like five or six players whom to pick for the last three. So yeah, I mean, it's just good how Australia are managing their team right now, and I don't think there's any other team going in as favorites other than Australia at the World Cup this year.
I feel India still have the potential to be favorites because of the addition of Rinku Singh. He's everyone knows how he's fared in IPL, but also if you look at his records in internationals, like even apart from the fact that he played against Ireland initially and all, even the five match series against Australia, South Africa and all, he scored runs everywhere, and the strike rate
The
that
worst
he had.
part is that I can't see Rinku Singh in the playing 11, because you have Hardik Pandya, you have Jadeja, you have Jadeja. You aren't gonna bench any of them, and then are you gonna play Rinku Singh at number 5? I mean, I don't know. Especially with Rishabh Pant coming in, I have no clue how they'll play Rinku Singh in the 11.
I feel there is a way, but only because I don't see Rishabh Pant coming in, because he won't be batting as he won't be in the team as a keeper if he's. If he's in, so he won't be, he'll only be playing as a pure batsman. So, with the lineup we have, I highly doubt that, because our top four is fixed. It's going to be Rohit, Jaiswal, Kohli, and Sky. If that's what I'm expecting it to be, and
I think they're going to play Gill instead of Jaiswal.
It again depends on how the IPL goes,
Exactly,
because Jordan's in the
exactly.
form of his life right now.
Yeah.
So I right now I'll in, on current form I'll back Jaswal to open with Rohit, and in our middle order you can have Hardik at five, you can have
Rinku.
Vrink at six,
Jadeja 7.
Jadeja seven, and then you have your four bowlers. You'll
Yeah.
still have a sixth bowling option, but again Hardik is subject to fitness, because we all know how often he gets injured. So you still have Hardik and Rinku accommodated in the team with five bowling options.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I guess if you're talking about the World Cup now, who do you think the four bowlers are going to be?
Bumrah, Ashdeep, Siraj, Jadeja, Kuldeep.
And Kuldeep.
Yeah, I said Jadeja, Kuldeep, Bumrah, Ashdeep, Siraj, five bowlers.
I don't know. I think Deepak Chahar might have a chance if he has a good season this year. I know he's not played for like 2 years now,
Yeah.
but let's see. I honestly don't back Arshdeep Singh a lot. I know he's a good death bowler, but he just gives away a lot of runs. But I mean, if he has a good IPL season, I'd be glad to have him in the team.
Ashdeep's, I've always backed him to be a death bowler.
Yeah.
Like we saw in Asia Cup as well, 2022, and T20 World Cup in 2022. Like he's done well in the death. It's just that in the power play he sometimes loses the plot, but he
Yeah.
had done well in South Africa as well. He picked up I think Quinton, and he also picked up Riley in the power play. So yeah, with the new ball he's also effective, and even with the old ball. And again, West Indies will have slower decks, so his cutters can come into play.
Makes sense. I'm just pulling up Australia's games this World Cup. They lost the first game to India. They lost the second game to South Africa. So losing two games, and then
Yeah.
they won three or four games, and then came the game against Afghanistan where they were nearly losing. And had they lost that game, their last two games would have been knockouts. So if they'd lost one of the last two games, they would have actually not
Yeah.
been knockouts. So yeah, it's just crazy how they always manage. They always find a way to win.
Yeah, it's the do or die mentality which the players possess, because that game against Afghanistan was virtually over when the seventh wicket fell. And Maxwell was also riding on his luck that day, because there were three chances against him
Yeah.
before the Australian total crossed 100. And Cummins as well on the other side, you know, it somewhat reminded me of Headingley
Ashes.
with Wilson
Yeah.
Leach.
Yeah.
And honestly, even Afghanistan lost the plot with their bowling, you know, because Maxwell was literally batting with one functioning leg. They could have done anything to just, you know, make him like play a loose shot, because it gets more easy for a batter to make a mistake, obviously, when you're batting on one leg.
Yeah.
So for me, I feel it was Afghanistan who lost the plot with
And also
their
the fact that
cards.
Australia didn't have like a standout player throughout the tournament. It wasn't like there was just one guy or one bowler who was
Right.
doing the thing for them. There was Maxwell, there was Head, there was Warner at times. Yeah.
Marsh.
Marsh, yeah.
It was a consistent team effort,
I mean,
and you could
yeah,
see that in the
we're
results.
saying all of this because they won the tournament, but also for India, there were people like performing all over. I know.
We did have contributions as well. It was honestly our World Cup to win, if I'm being honest.
Exactly.
Because you're starting from the Asia Cup, the brand of cricket that India played, the template that we have set up is probably one of the best few months that Team India has ever played ODI cricket
Yeah.
compared to any other year. And I feel the loss in Ahmedabad, where I still felt we had an outside chance when Australia was 47 for three.
Yeah.
But what went wrong for us is that Rohit kept a very defensive field. We weren't attacking, there weren't any slips,
Yeah.
because there were a few edges that went past the slip cordon where the slip should have been.
Yeah.
And Travis Head also, if you saw the power play, if you saw the first 10 overs, Travis was also very lucky against Bumrah. Like on Bumrah's day, Travis would have gotten out easily.
Yeah.
And also the fact that Shami opened with Bumrah in the power play with the new ball and stuff, because our regular combination was Siraj and Bumrah, but Rohit started off with Shami and Bumrah. But I mean, I wasn't backing that. Like, I was shocked myself when Shami came in. immediately. But again, he did give us a wicket, so not too much to complain. But I was still hoping that Siraj and Bumrah would open the bowling together in the final as well. So a lot of surprising tactics, which did cost us the game eventually.
Yeah, I was just looking at the WTC table for the next cycle. New Zealand are number
Second,
one.
right?
We're second, Australia are third, and then there's the other teams. Yeah, you obviously would have followed the Australia, West Indies, Test series.
Yes, I did.
What a game, like
It was
second.
honestly a big upset.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly glad West Indies won. I was following the first test as well because normally like I was up late at night when India was touring the West Indies
Yeah.
and they were bowling well. Because obviously I remember we drew a test against them as well. And I knew this new team, it did have some hopes, you know. It was giving me hope of like maybe watching the West Indies of the 80s, 90s,
Yeah.
that. And when they toured Australia, and I was following day one and two of the first test, the way they batted against the infamous pace attack, it was a thing to see.
Yeah.
They did lose the first test. Sorry about that. They did lose the first test,
Yeah.
but the second test, Australia did survive a few collapses in the first innings. I remember they were 60 out for five in both the innings, if I'm
Yeah.
not wrong. So I knew there were hopes. And Shamar Joseph, 12 overs on the trot with an injured leg.
An injured leg,
That was a
exactly.
thing of beauty, man. That was honestly a thing of beauty.
Exactly. And I mean, we know that Australia are going to find a way to come back. I think they have two tests against New Zealand after this T20I series comes to an end. So that's going to be good to watch. And yeah, a lot of things going on. I think this is the last series India are playing right now against England.
Yeah.
And then we have the IPL. So what are your predictions for that? 4-1 India?
Sorry.
4-1 India?
Four. I think it will be 3-2.
3-2.
Yeah. But I think we'll wrap up the series in Ranchi and England will take a consolation within the fifth test.
Makes
That's
sense.
all right. Because from what I've seen, we've just had one standout batter throughout the three tests, single-handedly winning us the sessions, tilting the game in our favor. It's not more of a team effort that is leading us to victory. Like obviously Bumrah is obviously there, but he's also rested. So England do have an outside chance, but I don't fancy the chances. And yeah, maybe if we do get somewhat of a consistent, contribution from everyone in the team, we can have like a proper victory and seal the series. Because if you look at the first test, you've had Jaiswal performing, even though we lost. The second test, Jaiswal, I think in the first innings, Gill in the second. No, Rohit. Was it Rohit?
It
Was it, or
was
was it?
in the first test, it was Jaiswal with 80. Then, no, I think it was the first test, Jaiswal
The
century.
second test. Second
Yeah,
test.
okay, that makes sense. So, first test, Jaiswal 80, second test, double century.
Right.
First innings, it was Rohit and Jadeja, and then second innings, Jaiswal.
Exactly. You just have like one or two batters just contributing and the others are just getting out cheaply. So that's one thing India has to fix going ahead. They need their batters to like, stay in longer and improve their temperament.
Makes sense, but I honestly think England might win in Ranchi. If they win the toss and they bat first, I think there's a lot of runs to be scored.
Definitely.
And England, like, it's not like they aren't scoring runs, they have been scoring runs. And if you remember the test series that happened 2 or 3 years ago in India, England won that test in Chennai, and then India wrapped up the series after that. Like, England didn't stand
Completely.
a chance. So I think it's different
It's
this
been
time.
a seesaw battle so far.
Yeah.
It's not like one team is constantly dominating.
Yeah, and it's good
That's
to
allowed.
see like England have come in and actually try.
Completing.
Yeah.
I honestly feel England would have won the second or the third test had their batters, just stayed in a bit longer because the way they got out, the fashion in which they got out. You can say they gifted their wickets.
Yeah.
And even with Joe Root's poor form, they're still, pulling like close matches. So it's a good thing to see these guys fighting. And I feel like it'll be a more level, like both teams will be like balanced going ahead into the
Yeah.
fourth test. Because again, we are missing Bumrah there. the main batsman is out of form. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
I saw a stat which said that Root has bowled more overs than he has scored runs in this series.
Yeah. 107 overs and I think 70
107
odd.
overs.
Yeah, he's bowled 107 overs.
Crazy. Yeah. So obviously, we started talking about Australia, but we've deviated into a lot of other topics. And I think that's fair enough because there's been so many things that's been happening, like so many series and so many interesting things. Like we talked about Australia, West Indies, like no one expected that to be a good series.
Yeah.
But yeah, not just the T20 World Cup, but I think there are a lot of things to come up this year. I think we have the South Africa. Is it South Africa or is it New Zealand? The New Zealand tour that's going to happen in December after the World Cup.
They're coming here. They're coming to India.
Coming here, okay.
Bangladesh is coming as well.
Mean, yeah. Oh, to be completely honest, who really cares? But
Oh, yeah. Honestly, if that's true. It's free points on the bag with both teams, considering our history at home. So I.
If it was a test match in Bangladesh, it might have been more interesting. Although I
Yeah.
have a good record there, but yeah.
Like I still remember the last time we toured Bangladesh, Shreyas and Pant saved us from
Yeah,
embarrassment
exactly.
in the second test.
And
I
before that,
remember.
I think it was Kohli who scored the double century in the pink ball test.
Yeah. No, he scored 136 in the pink ball test. That was 2019.
Yeah.
He scored a double century back in Hyderabad, I think 2017 against Bangladesh, 204.
Bangladesh, no, yeah.
Yeah. So he's got a good batting record as well. So he can obviously come in, score some runs.
Yeah.
I still feel India can make the World Test Championship finals.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're second right now, and we have gone through England,
Yeah.
we went through South Africa, so a lot of the
We
important
have
test series.
five. We're playing five tests against Australia later this year.
Oh yeah, that's this year. Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. End of this year.
I mean, yeah, I think that series is going to decide which team goes through because
Exactly.
New Zealand look like they're reaching the final this time.
They have Ireland and Zimbabwe coming over to tour them, so I think New Zealand's chances are going to be very high this time as well.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing about this format, right? It's not like every team is playing every other team at their home or away fixtures.
Yeah.
But fair enough. I mean, New Zealand are playing really well. If they're able to beat Australia at home, that's going to be something which just proves that they deserve to be in that final. So, yeah, I think we've talked about pretty much everything today. I hope we can do like an IPL preview soon with all the teams because
Oh
I
yeah,
can't wait
definitely.
for that. What do you think
That'll
about
be
the auction that
special.
happened?
What do I think about who?
The auction that happened, IPL.
I feel my favorite team is obviously Mumbai. So I feel Mumbai had a great auction this year because coming into the auction, we were in desperate need of an experienced spinner.
Yeah.
And we have got two, Mohammad Nabi and Shreyas Gopal.
Yeah.
Both have excellent bowling averages, and I feel they'll do really well. And obviously, the addition of Jarrad Coetzee and also Lahiru, I think that is his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel our pace battery is really going strong. And Mohammad Nabi, I think he'll be starting. It depends on the combination, but I
Yeah, I
still
think
feel
he might be
impact.
used as like a substitute.
Impact.
Impact player,
Yeah,
yeah.
because with
Like
the
Rajasthan's team.
oh yeah, Rajasthan,
Rajasthan,
I feel Chennai
the
has also got a good team
Chennai has a
this year.
good team.
More young players this time.
I mean, yeah, what was the big buy that Chennai made?
Darryl Mitchell,
Aaron
14.5.
Mitchell, yeah.
And that will definitely strengthen the middle order for them.
Yeah.
So it'll, and he's a good player of spin as well. So on Chepauk's track, I feel Darryl Mitchell will be the difference between the two sides eventually.
Yeah, so a lot of things to talk about. We might record that in a few days whenever we have time.
Yeah,
And
because we need a separate discussion for the trade between Mumbai and Bangalore. That's a big.
Mumbai, Bangalore, and even Rajasthan and Lucknow. It was a big trade. There's a Padikkal and Avesh Khan.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be a good discussion. I'm looking forward to that.
All right. So I think that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you all for tuning in, and until next time, thank you and goodbye.